Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the minutes from the January 14 meeting?
I'll move.
Second.
Questions, comments, corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Nate, grievances, Nate? Vicki?
Good morning.
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 Okay. We are looking for approval to award the bid for the new Lenovo laptops for our e-poll books to Y&S Technology.
Right. I'll make the motion, and then I have a question on
your second.
I'll second.
Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I was looking at there was a massive list. Terms of price, were they the lowest price or?
Yes,
they were the lowest price.
Was there any difference in the equipment we'd be receiving at all?
No, it's the same thing. We used to, and I think we talked to you about this, mentioned it briefly before. These are things we'd normally purchase years back off a state contract. State OGS has quit doing bids for us or RFPs, so we can't piggyback off that. We used to use Sourcewell, a bid cooperative, but there's a comptroller report that Andy found from a school audit that says the comptroller doesn't like using those cooperatives. So now we are bidding all this IT equipment. So that's why it's kind of new for you to see, because normally there was a mechanism where we could purchase it at the lowest price.
Right.
And that's why there's so many listed. And we also have the conversion to Robus, the upgrade. And that's why we held it last month, to make sure that the price of the devices and services from Robus was not less expensive than purchasing them separate and then paying Robus to install the software. And this is still the cheapest option.
All right. Fine. Thanks.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
The second thing is to approve us to pay Robus $9,104 for them to come out and do a site visit and actually do the software install on the new laptops. Otherwise, we're going to have them shipped all the way out to New Mexico and then have them shipped all the way back.
And this, in addition, was cheaper. Was it $11,000, $12,000 to ship it?
Yeah.
So not only is it quicker, it's also cheaper.
So move.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
The third thing is to approve the school contracts for this year.
I'll make the motions.
For a second.
I'll second.
Questions? Go ahead, Will.
They're just renewals. There's no adjustments.
Yeah, we didn't. The price, everything is the same as it was last year. Things went very well last year.
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay, and the last thing is to approve the contract for Absorb. It's a software for inspector online training classes. One of the other counties has used it. We did view a lot of their training videos and the stuff and how they did it. We're looking to go more online so the inspectors can do things at home instead of having to do in-house training. We'll still have to do some in-house training where they have to come in and actually use the machines and that kind of stuff, but it'll also give them a good review before Election Day where they can go on and actually see the videos right before Election Day so they can refresh and a lot of that.
That was my question. How much time is it saving them?
For the inspectors,
yeah,
quite a bit, because they won't have to drive all the way into Bath in order to come to training. Training is normally a good 6-hour training, depending on what's going on. So it'll save them a lot of actually having to travel back and forth, and it'll give them a lot more being able to just watch videos to refresh before an election and that kind of stuff. We're also looking to have them be able to also schedule. We can send them out their letters. We can use this to send them emails and stuff for like training classes and early voting so that they can actually schedule to work in early voting instead of having to call the office. Because right now, every time we schedule them to work, they have to call us and tell us whether they can or they can't. And so they should be, we're hoping to be able to do that through this site also.
So do they have to log into the site?
Yes, they will have to log in. They'll have to create their own password. It'll be specific for them. It will also keep track of who's taking the training, what specific trainings they've done, and if they've been completed. And there's also within the videos, we can stop the video and they have to answer a question. And it will not go on until they've answered the question. So somebody can't just like click on it and then walk away and go do the dishes or go vacuum the floor or do whatever. They actually have to participate throughout the video in order to. And then it will also let us know how many they got right or wrong.
Great. Thank you.
Your motion. Go ahead, Carol.
Do you have any inspectors that don't have access to computers?
We probably will. And we will set something up in the office. So anybody that doesn't have access, at home or whatever, that they can come into the office and we'll set them up so that they can actually do it within the office if they want to do that. And we will still, I mean, if we have inspectors that would much rather just do the actual in-person, then we will still absolutely do that.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a motion?
So move.
Second. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thanks.
Thank you.
Next up is Mitch.
Good morning. I have a contract renewal for you to consider. This is for our Mission Square, which is an optional program our employees can choose to use or not for deferred compensation. This is our last renewal. We'll have to do an RFP next year. So looking for your approval to extend that for an additional year.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Your note references a $10,000 administrative allowance,
yep,
which also covers the annual audit.
Yep.
Is there ever a balance left over?
No, there's not. And if there was, it would just carry to the next year. But yeah, they're pretty good at estimating the cost of the annual audit. So,
okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Next up is Nate.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
All right. Few requests today. First in Public Works, requesting to reclassify one landfill supervisor, CSEA grade N, to a assistant commissioner of public works for landfill management grade H, as we spoke about last week, looking at the duties of this position and what the responsibilities are. This is the appropriate title for that spot. And Eric is certainly here to answer any questions as well.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next is to reclassify one vacant leachate facility maintenance mechanic, CSEA grade J, to a chief wastewater treatment plant operator, CSEA grade L. And this is a situation we're looking for some succession planning. We're with a chief and an operator, and we'll always have a succession planning. As we spoke about last week, it takes a exorbitant amount of time to get these certificates and training. So it should set us up for the future to be able to have things more fluid.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Questions? Gary?
How much education is going to be needed to have this general person be able to do that?
Yeah.
So Gary currently qualifies for the position, but there is going to be ongoing training, which would be in place regardless, but I don't know at this point what that training is going to involve or curtail, to be honest with you. Some stuff's going to be changing with the plant operations and some other you know, pieces with it, with us, this monetary grant we got for, you know, expanding it and getting upgrades done up there. So to answer your question, I really don't know at this point, but it will be continual training just like it would if this didn't take place.
Okay.
And thank you. It's like, you know, in your municipalities with all the training that, you know, and they have to do all the shadowing and all the, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's that really long, drawn out. So they'll be doing whatever's required of them with that, but we won't really know until we know exactly what we've got.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And with that, we're asking to appoint the Assistant Commissioner of Public Works Landfill above midpoint at management grade H, step 8 at 81,639. It's promotion and the experience certainly warrants it.
So moved.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
In community services, asking to create two principal social work assistant positions, CSEA grade M. And I think you all got the email from Lynn, that which certainly can explain it much better than I can, but she's also here if we have any questions.
I'll make the motion.
Yeah, I'll second.
Motion second. Go ahead, Will.
Can you just explain that these are funded positions? These initial two are funded, right?
The
principal ones are funded?
Correct.
Yeah, these two positions are funded by state money that we received to create the positions.
Right. I just wanted to make that clear.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And next, to create two staff social worker positions, CSEA grade M.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Go ahead, Gary.
I did have a question. Why we're creating instead of using positions that still are already there?
Yeah, it's a good question. Ideally, we would be able to fill the other positions, these types of positions, to work in the clinic. There certainly is a need because we have wait lists. So if we were able to fill those, we would want to, and they're certainly actively recruiting for them for clinic work only. This is specifically for crisis response, but they can also take on caseloads in other areas when they're not out actively on a crisis.
Will.
Right. Yeah. My understanding is these two positions are for the Hornell and for Corning. Is that pretty much where they're designated? These are the two asks that the city.
Correct. Yeah. One would be based in our offices, but in Hornell and Corning.
Right.
And
they servicing would be those areas.
Yep.
So,
and to add on to that would be when Ms. Gramley put out the job description, the very last line or two was about the connection to the police departments in each of the cities of Hornell and Corning. So this is pretty much a social worker position, but a little different, because this position, even though they do ride along sometimes, but this one is strictly connected to the police departments. So when they go on a call, if that social worker is available, they'll meet them at the site or whatever. So there's a little difference there.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
In the Youth Bureau, asking to create one account clerk typist position, CSEA grade D. And as you all know, it's, you know, that's an office of one. There's a need for clerical support as well as to always have somebody in the office.
We skipped the reclassifying social services.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well,
we go back to it.
We'll go back to that.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Questions?
Nate, if you want to clarify that we only have one person in this.
Yeah, there's only, you know, it's a department of one, and there's certainly a need for clerical support, and, you know, they're trying to have someone in the office all the time. So when Bill's out or vice versa, you know, there's someone there to receive people.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Now we can do social.
All right, social services. I got ahead of myself. Asking to reclassify one staff development coordinator, CSEA grade L, to director of staff development and training, CSEA grade P. We took a look at the duties and the responsibilities of this position. And, you know, as many positions do over the years, they change. And certainly a much more appropriate title and duties with this position.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Questions?
I think he said it first. So. He seconded.
No, I know that. Do you have any questions?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Yeah, number of items for you. Request, and this would go to finance as well, to appropriate $190,000 of revenue from the state, specifically for assigned counsel. We are running ahead of the expense budget, but we do have the $190,000 from the state to be able to cover that overrun in assigned counsel costs. So no additional county costs, but we need authorization to appropriate that $190,000 of state funds.
I'll make the motion.
Second. We're always running ahead, right?
Yeah, there's very few years where we're not in this program. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Next is something that you've already discussed and through a through the contract with the Deputies Association approved, but looking for a resolution. And it's very prescribed. I have it right here in front of me. It's not very long, but it references the specific articles of state law to buy them into the 20-year retirement. So looking for a motion from this committee to be able to do so. As a reminder, it's the upfront buy-in is $1.21 million. And we've already discussed that we have funds for that. Yeah. So it's all set, but it needs to go through this committee, the full board, and then we can submit it to the comptroller. I think Mitch has to sign an affidavit, and then they're off and running.
Tabo.
Second.
Questions? Brian?
Is that $1.21 million an upfront cost, or is it payable over time?
Well, you do have the choice. I think we briefly recommended they charge you interest on it. So because you have enough in your unassigned fund balance, we recommended that there's no sense of paying interest to the state where you can just pay it all at once.
Okay.
It was going to be about over the 5 or 10 years. I think it was 10 years. It was going to be about $300,000 more in interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gary.
How many people are we looking at?
It's about 40.
About
40.
40.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. It's home rule request season. So for newer legislators, we have every normally 2 years during COVID, they extended it to three. But every 2 years for mortgage tax extension, which started in 2005, every 2 years we have to request state legislation to renew it. It doesn't change the amount. It just authorizes the renewal. We've at NYSEG advocated to make these permanent at the current rates, but they like us coming back every 2 years for some reason. You mind doing mortgage tax first? I have a little more on sales.
Your motion, mortgage tax.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those that carries.
Okay, thank you. On sales tax, every 2 years, as a reminder, and I sent you an email on all this for the newer legislators, but prior to our sales tax agreement in 2019, cities in New York State have the right if they impose their own sales tax for the 3%. We have the sales tax agreement coming up in finance. For the 1%, we have to go back and ask again for state legislation, but we have historically shared a portion of that 1% with the cities and then the collective towns and villages, and we have to specify what that amount is in that resolution. So for years and years since I've been here, every 2 years I meet with the cities, or Mark before me, talk about what that dollar amount is, bring it to you. Right now, that dollar amount is $850,000 each year for the two cities, and then $850,000 for the towns and villages collectively. The cities would like to get that to $900,000. I think a compromise, and it's up to you. We certainly have enough flex and sales tax to help them out a little bit and to increase that amount. And that would also, with your authorization, increase the amount to the towns and villages collectively. So they would like to be at 900,000. I said, because this, you know, can't speak for you, but this year was a down year in sales tax. We were down 1%. So 50 grand might be too much. We've normally, just for reference for new people, every 2 years, we've done anywhere from 15,000 to about $40,000 increase. This would be the highest we've done since I've been here, but we do have enough flex. We retain the rest of that 1%. So if 50,000 sounds good for you, that would be their request. A compromise could be 45,000 additional. So that would be 895 or 900,000 or whatever amounts. Obviously, it's up to you, whatever amounts you want. But from a recommendation standpoint, I think either of those two.
And so all the cities and the towns get the same amount allocated, or is it, how is that allocated?
So each city, because they have the preemption, they would get whatever. Right now it's 850 each, and then the towns and villages collectively share 850.
And right, for each municipality, municipal zone, or
no, each municipality, not
or
each,
all the towns and villages
collective
share, one
share that pot. Yes.
That seems,
it should be a 2-year agreement.
This would be a 2-year agreement.
Seems like, I mean, obviously most of our population's in the cities, obviously, but there's a lot of other municipalities out there.
There are. I think the rationale has been that there is no state requirement to share sales tax with your municipalities. There are many counties that don't. It certainly is a long help, and I'm not suggesting you don't, because it would blow up each one of their budgets because they depend upon this sales tax. But I think that's been the rationale since I've been here. Actually, until, was it the last renewal or two renewals ago, Scott, the town collective towns and village amount used to be less than the allocation to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other point is that there are some counties, especially our neighbor among, that actually started clawing back sales tax from the municipality.
Or charging back community college. Some charge back community college. Some counties charge back Medicaid.
Right.
When you look at how many other municipalities we have, that dollar amount doesn't, you know, it doesn't look that big, but I think the rationale is because theoretically there's no requirement for you to share with them.
Just for clarification. So right now 850 is shared between Corning and Hornell.
They each get it.
They each get it. And then the municipalities only get 850.
Correct. But that's for the 1%.
That's what I was gonna say, Jack, explain that a little better. Cause the way it's coming across from a town side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just try to help you a little bit here. From the town side, that when you're talking about the 850, that's only of this additional 1% that the state grants us.
Right.
So from the towns, they have to have that sales tax. You know what I mean? Like you said, it would blow up the budget. Yeah. But when you're looking at the 850 that's split that he's talking about, that's almost like the bonus if we get it. It's not the other.
The big amount is you share 36% of total sales tax with towns and villages.
Right.
So more than a third of the sales tax collected in this county is allocated to the towns and villages.
That's
the big number.
The 850 is an above.
And that's based on the 3%.
Yes.
That's the 3%, which is
the 850 numbers are based on the additional 1%.
This is only the 1%.
If it's approved every 2 years.
Right.
Correct.
Do we know what those
motion to go to 9?
Used for?
I'm sorry.
What's that?
Do we know what these funds are usually used
for? It becomes unrestricted funds for them.
So Gary made a motion to go 9 and 9.
Yeah.
There's a second.
And 9 for the towns and villages collectively. So 900,000 across the board.
A second.
Second. Fred?
That 900,000 for the towns, is that distributed evenly, or is it a portion according to population?
I think it's a portion according to population, Mitch, yeah. or is it, or assessed value?
Assessed value is based on
assessed value.
And are the cities assessed valuable comparable to the towns, townships?
So yes, and then also, and again, we'll talk about don't want to muddy them, to Jeff's point, the 3%. If you looked at what the latest figure, because they don't preempt anymore and collect sales tax on their own. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly what is collected in Corning, what's collected in Hornell.
Most of the stuff's going to come from the cities.
But historically, Corning, when we did the sales tax agreement 5 years ago, I looked through, I think we did a 15-year history, and Corning averaged 8% of total sales tax, and Hornell averaged 7.
Right. And then
you have towns like I think Irwin was the biggest bugaboo discussion right. last time.
Yeah.
Irwin, Hornellsville were the ones that we kind of talked about, but there's some towns that are getting, you know, some of our rural towns that generate not much sales tax other than online sales right. are sharing in the proceeds as well.
I think you need to remember that even though these small rural towns don't have businesses that generate a lot of sales tax, the people that live there are spending a lot of their money in Corning and Hornell.
Yep.
So right. that they're contributing to that sales tax.
And that's why we, from our perspective, have even in years where finances were more tight, have never recommended blowing up any of these sales tax agreements, because again, it's just gonna it might make your budget look good, but it's gonna get passed on to the taxpayer somehow through towns, villages, cities.
Yeah, we discussed that at length at one time, and it really would hurt the economy of the small villages and towns. So,
anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. And last item for me. Happy to announce that we received the letter for Larry Roach from the state stating that he is qualified to be appointed as director of real property tax services. So I bring that to you for your confirmation.
I'll make the motion.
What's that?
I don't think there's no action necessary, is there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Carol made a motion. Is there a second?
Yeah, it's moving the confirmation of the appointment to the legislature.
Okay. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Larry.
My condolences, Larry.
And
no executive session. Need a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.